This is Cambridge Radio with Fraser Mott.
Good morning, it's 7:06 and this is Cambridge Radio, starting off the show with TLC and No Scrubs. Hello, there's plenty to get through before 8 o'clock. Coming up, there's this morning's Just for Fun challenge. I'll also tell you about a couple of local events taking place this weekend. And there is, of course, the very best selection of music just for you this Saturday morning.
Shut up and let me
The Ting Tings and Shut Up and Let Me Go. Good morning. I hope you've had a great week this week. And here we are, another weekend. And it is so good to be back for another early breakfast. Now, today is WWF's Earth Hour 2025. Now, this global event is in its 19th year. And we'll see most of the iconic landmarks across the UK tonight plunge into darkness as they switch off their lights for WWF's Earth Hour. We can also join in on this event by switching off for an hour later on at 8:30 p.m. tonight. So that happens this date every year, but looking back at some interesting events that happened on this date in history, it was in 1888, English Football League was established on this date. 1954 closed since 1939, the London bullion market reopens. 1973, Beverly Knight, English soul singer and musical theatre actress, was born. And in 1997, don't know whether you remember seeing this. I tried to look for it, but I couldn't quite see it. The comet Hale-Bopp made its closest approach to Earth in the skies over the Northern Hemisphere. The comet's next pass is predicted for the year 4397. So I think it's safe to say I'm not going to be around then. And then finally in 2015, the coffin of Richard III, the last Plantagenet king, visited locations in Leicestershire ahead of his reinterment at Leicester Cathedral. I really like that one. Takes me back to my 80s inner child, released back in February this year. You may remember him as the lead singer of Erasure. That was Andy Bell and Don't You Know, which is taken from his forthcoming solo album, Ten Crowns, which happens to coincide with his tour that starts this May. On the way, we have music from Janet Jackson, Bruno Mars, and song from the 70s by ELO. But first, let's get this morning's Just for Fun challenge underway, shall we? I'll give you some clues, and from these clues, all you have to do is try and work out the band and the song title. And then later on, I will give you the answer and play the song. So, the clues. It's an American alternative rock band formed in 1980, consisting of four musicians. Two of its members are drummer Bill Berry and guitarist Peter Buck. This particular song was from their 1991 album, Out of Time. But who is the band and what is the song?
Cambridge Radio podcasts tell the story of our city and the people who live here, serving the best of Cambridge breakfast.
Would you say if it was moved either to somewhere else at CB1 area, not so prominent, or to even to another part of Cambridge?
I don't think that it's the wrong kind of art for Cambridge. I think it's the wrong kind of art to be a public work of art in a very public place.
Taste the local food scene in flavour.
And it became a really lovely community project built around local people, their heritage, their culinary heritage as well, which is super exciting.
Download the latest in tech with Gadget Guide.
Whilst it might be a little bit frustrating that, oh yeah, why is it that it breaks something? At least they are proactively stopping this being installed.
Listen to your favourite Cambridge podcast on Radio Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Never had much faith.
Some lively music to wake you up this Saturday morning. Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. And before him, Janet Jackson and What Have You Done For Me Lately on Cambridge Radio. Now, do you like the sound of a piano being played? It can sound really good, can't it? If it's played properly, that is. Well, if you do, you are in luck because Ronan O'Hara performs at the Stapleford Granary this evening. Now, in a distinguished career, Ronan has performed and broadcast throughout the world, appearing with the London Philharmonic, the BBC Symphony, the Royal Philharmonic, and many other orchestras as well. Now, the doors open at 6 o'clock this evening. Concert starts at 7:45. And if you'd like to find out some more information about this and links to the Stapleford Granary, then visit our What's On page on cambridge.radio and you can find out more on there.
It's my says you can't help the slag floating downstream.
I'm taking my time.
So let her go. Don't start spoiling the show. It's a bad dream.
I'm taking, I'm taking.
And you, I'm just a sweet desire.
Don't you do it, don't you do it.
Taking you back to 1976, ELO and Living Thing. Just quickly, here are the clues of this morning's Just for Fun question. So the clues are, it's an American alternative rock band formed in 1980, consisting of four musicians. Two of its members are drummer Bill Berry and guitarist Peter Buck. This particular song was from their 1991 album Out of Time. I'm going to give you another clue just to see if it helps you. It features guest vocals by Kate Pearson of the B-52s. So who do you think the band is and what is the song?
Zombie, 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 hey, hey, what's in your head?
That was the Cranberries and Zombie. Hello, I'm Fraser and this is Cambridge Radio. Now, I don't know whether you've noticed in the garden or maybe by the roadsides, those lovely little yellow trumpet heads on the daffodils gently swaying in the breeze. And that's a sure sign that spring is here. And, you know, we've been pretty lucky, really, haven't we, recently with the weather? Well, over this weekend from 10 until 5 on both days, there's a well-known event that takes place every year in a little village in South Cambridgeshire called Triplow. So if you're looking for something to do, and why not go along to Triplow Daffodil Weekend and experience the warm and friendly atmosphere of this charity fundraising event. There's lots of fun activities for all the family, and there's over 100 stalls to browse, so you're going to find something special on there, I'm pretty sure. You can also watch the blacksmiths at work in the smithy and be entertained by Merry Morris dancers. I love to see them, actually, with their white handkerchiefs and, you know, dancing around and the bells jingling. Lovely. And there's also going to be street food and drinks. They will be available, or you can treat yourself to some homemade cake at the village tea rooms. As well as all that, believe it or not, there's going to be live music playing all around the village as well. So that's the Triplow Daffodil Weekend today and tomorrow. And if you'd like to find out more information on that, go to the triplowdaffodils.org.uk.
What you say to me, you say to me, you say sometimes we love, sometimes we won't. I know you want me to love you, baby, but I just don't. I could hold you forever.
Lady Blackbird, Baby I Just Can't on Cambridge Radio. There's more great music on the way from Spandau Ballet and a hit song from Shaggy featuring Rick Rock. Now, here's this morning's Just for Fun question and clues for the very last time. They are, this is an American alternative rock band formed in 1980, consisting of four musicians. Two of its members are drummer Bill Berry and guitarist Peter Buck. This particular song was from their 1991 album Out of Time. It features guest vocals by Kate Pearson of the B-52s. And I'm going to give you a final, I'm going to call it a giveaway clue. I think it's going to make more sense and it's probably going to give you the answer sort of thing and lead you on the right path, I think. The clue is, it's the stage of sleep where most dreams happen. The name comes from how your eyes move behind your eyelids whilst you're dreaming. Do you think you've guessed it yet? I'll tell you shortly.
This is Cambridge Radio
with Fraser Mott.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know?
Man,
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think you know my access to your villa? Trespass on a weakness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the beaner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows that I'm really not the right for Vicks. I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. As far as you favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I?
A little bit of cheekiness this Saturday morning. Shaggy featuring Rick Rock. It wasn't me. And before them, I took you back to the 80s and played chant number one, I Don't Need This Pressure On by Spandau Ballet. Hello, how's your morning going? Hope you're having a good one. Hope you're starting to wake up a little bit. It's nearly time for me to go, but after me, 8 till 10, it's Saturday Breakfast with Daniel Baker. Rebecca Massier tells Daniel about this weekend's Press Pause Zine Workshop and the art of zine making. Plus, there's going to be more great music and conversation. Then from 10 till 12, it's Gavin Richards. Join Gavin for music and conversation for you this Saturday morning. Taking you up till 12 till 1, which is Flavour, presented by Matt Bentman, Alan Alder and Sue Bailey. The show dedicated to food and drink produced and enjoyed in and around the city and South Cambridgeshire.
In the web that is my own, I begin again. Said to my
Stevie Nicks and Edge of 17. This is Cambridge Radio and I'm Fraser Mott, and unfortunately it has come to that time where I have to go. But just before I do, here is the answer to this morning's Just for Fun challenge. So the clues I gave you, they are an American alternative rock band formed in 1980, consisting of four musicians. Two of its members are drummer Bill Berry and guitarist Peter Buck. This particular song was from their 1991 album, Out of Time. It features guest vocals by Kate Pearson of the B-52s. And I gave you the final giveaway clue. It must have given you a good clue, I hope. The clue was, it's the stage of sleep where most vivid dreams happen. And of course, it's the one where your eyes go back and forth, you know, back and, you know, side to side very quickly, which is called REM sleep. So the answer I was looking for is REM, and the title is Shiny Happy People. Well done if you got that correct. Daniel Baker is up next. I will talk to you again Monday lunch from 12 till 2, but enjoy the rest of the weekend. I will leave you with the song Shiny Happy People by REM. But until then, take care. Have a good one. Goodbye from me.
Cambridge Radio with Fraser Mott. unless you find out as you go, I knew much more than I do now. Neon heart, day glow eyes, city lit by fireflies, they're advertising in the skies for people like us.